This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a documentary film that's open nationwide this week. It's called Life Animated, about a 23-year-old guy with autism named Owen Suskind and what his life is like as he grows up and he moves out on his own. The film is based on a book of the same title by Owen's dad, Ron Suskind, a reporter at the Wall Street Journal for many years, also an author, obviously. The animated in the title, you should know, is Disney. Disney movies, to be specific. Owen and Ron Suskind, welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Nice to be here.
Ron, I want to start with you. And the one of many clips in this film from home videos early on when Owen was a baby that make you just sit back and go, whoa. There is one where you're out in the yard and you're sword fighting, and he's pretend sword fighting, I should say.
Owie, who are you?
I'm Peter Pan, and you, Captain.
Oh, I'm Captain Hook, you're Peter Pan. Okay, come on, man.
And he's just a little kid running around the yard playing with his dad, and then something starts to happen. Tell me what that was.
Well, that's a last few days in which we say we lived on the planet normal. Cornelia and I, my wife, we had two boys, Owen and Walter. Walt was five, Owen was about 2.5, and we were just living the traditional life, the life in a way that felt pretty ideal to us. Then Owen and I are just doing what any dad and a little 2.5-year-old would do. We're doing the Peter Pan sword fight.
Peter Pan, Captain Hook sword fight.
That's right.
I guess, yeah. I was saying, he's not a boy, he's
a flying devil.
And that was just a month before Owen starts to go down a path. He loses speech. He loses motor function. He can't meet your gaze. He just kind of vanished. Cornelia and I just said, what could this be? It was like we were looking for clues to a kidnapping. And a few months later, he's diagnosed as autistic, regressive autism.
There is then a scene in which you have had some inkling that he's kind of paying attention to Disney movies, right? And you go up to his room and you see this puppet of Iago, right? What kind of bird is it, Owen?
It is from Disney's Aladdin. Remember Iago, the evil, wacky, hilarious parrot?
Now, look, I knew that Owen loved this movie. Owen was about almost 7 years old at this point. He's up to about a three-word sentence after we basically spent all of our money on therapies, like a lot of parents do with kids on the spectrum. And we realized that he was living inside of these Disney movies. He loved the movies. He watched them incessantly. And so I grabbed the puppet. I pull it up to my elbow. It's one of the big ones.
Yeah.
And I crawl to the edge of the bed. I push the puppet up.
Yeah.
And I talk to Owen in Gilbert Gottfried's voice.
Oh, Owen, how does it feel to be you?
And I say, not good, because I don't have any friends.
And oh my gosh.
And this is our first conversation, I mean, since he's 2 years old.
Owen, do you remember this day?
Yes, I do.
Owen has an amazing memory. It's part of what I call his compensatory gifts. And so Owen's like a walking IMDb right now.
I sure am.
and also, this is a little bit sideways, Owen, but did you teach yourself to read reading the credits in Disney movies?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You know, it's really tapping Owen's intrinsic motivation, the neuroscientists call it. It's passion. It's what he loved, and he wanted to know who was behind the screen of light where he'd spent so much time.
What was it, Owen, though, about Disney in particular, right? Because there's no shortage of movies out there for kids to watch.
They're fun, magical, colorful, and entertaining to little kids, and all guys and girls of all ages, and they're emotional.
Oh, Owen actually has so many scenes in his head.
Got all of them, right?
Every scene, hundreds of hours. Yeah. But he uses them for key moments to identify emotions and to really express himself.
Do you have a favorite, by the way, Owen?
I love them all, but my number one favorite is Aladdin.
How come?
Because it's magical, fun-loving, playful, wacky, hilarious, and entertaining. And it shows you to accept who you really are inside.
Right.
Yeah, do Kai a little. Do a little Yagami for
little.
Kai.
Give me a little.
Wait a minute, Jafar! What if you were the chump husband? Okay. You married the princess, all right? Then you become the sultan!
I'm going to watch Disney movies with a whole new light from now on. Owen also
tells his own tale, sort of. I mean, at one point you talk about him going down into the basement and drawing and drawing and drawing, and you discover, and Owen, I know you remember this because you talk about it in the movie, he's drawn a series of really good cartoons of all the sidekicks in the Disney movies, right? No heroes in this book that Owen wrote. It's just the sidekicks.
Well, it was after a tough time in Owen's life, and he, he started to develop a kind of response, a kind of philosophy, actually.
I felt sort of like a sidekick and not a hero.
And you started to draw the sidekicks with enormous intensity.
I sure did.
There are hundreds of them in Disney.
Of course there are.
Who are some of your favorites?
Jiminy Cricket, Phil, yeah. And Lucky Jack and Mushu and yeah. Others, well, and Sebastian.
Is that the lobster in Little Mermaid, right?
It's the crab. The crab, Sebastian. It has Little Mermaid. Yeah.
You know, we live in a time when so many people feel like sidekicks and not heroes in this country. And Owen's ideas, well, the sidekick is the key character, the key actor in the drama.
Right.
A sidekick helps the hero fulfill his destiny. And we're all really sidekicks searching for our inner hero.
Speaking of what movies are about, Ron, you say at some point in this movie, you know, what you want for Owen. And what you hope his life is. And you basically talk about this bigger question of who gets to decide what a meaningful life is, right? Explain that a little bit.
Well, it's something that Cornelia and I started to say to each other about 20 years ago. After Owen was diagnosed, you know, he forced us to ask ourselves a deeper set of questions. In some ways, he pushed us into an investigation of what it means to be human. Mm. You know, we could see the way people looked at Owen, often long enough to look away or stared at him. And you could see how they viewed him as less and that his life was not a life of meaning. And it deeply upset us. And we said, who makes that decision, what the meaningful life is? Recently, the folks at the Disney animation studios saw the movie for the first time.
Yeah.
The actual animators saying, yeah. Owen sees more in our characters than we did, and we made them. And what's interesting is that at one point during the screening, one of the animators brought up just the question, that line that you mentioned, Kai, who decides what the meaningful life is? And Owen said,
I do.
And the place rose in cheers.
It's a film called Life Animated. Owen Susskind and his dad, Ron. Thank you both very much for coming in. I do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Kai.
Thanks.